Blog Talk Radio.
Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi, and I'm here with Kettle. Are you out there, Kettle?
Hey, what's going on, folks?
Kettle on assignment. That's why she sounds like she's in outer space somewhere. But we got red wine.
Bonsoir, bonsoir. Okay. Monsieur, mademoiselle.
Okay.
Yeah, what the French got, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oui,
oui. What you got going on, Kevin?
All right. What's going on this week? We got a lot going on this week. We got hot topics. Check this out. Students not allowed to see Selma the movie. Are they crazy? Rapper Tiny Dew convicted of his lyrics. That sounds strange. NFL player fined for $20,000. We got hit it and quit it headlines. Stupid criminal stories. What's popping, of course, for Papa Didi, Deflate Gate. We know what that's about. I'm just saying, with red wine, 12 gate in the tennis world.
Woo!
Living for the city with Papa Didi, a McDonald's story, being sued. Weird news, Taiwan gamers die. Lady wants to be buried with a dog. And cow research. Oh, boy. Hollywood rapper with me, of course. I'm going to talk about TLC and the funding efforts and more. And we have some mom birthday announcements. Of course, cocktail of the week, Peachy King iced tea. Interesting. Ticket list and also the last word for today. So I guess we're going to take a short break, sit back and relax. And like Papa always says, sit back, relax, get your favorite cocktail. And we'll be right back.
You're in the right place at the right time. It's the Pajama Party. www.apajamaparty.com. Produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. Don't just sit there yelling at the air. You've got an opinion? We want to hear it too. Dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306. Don't let us have all the fun by ourselves. We've got room for you at the Pajama Party. And remember, it's PJs only. No clothes allowed. Operators are standing by. Well, they're lounging on pillows, but they're waiting for your calls. So call us now, 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Oh, you want to throw pillows?
We're back at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
All right, Kettle's on location tonight. That's why she may sound like she's underwater, but she's
at a secret location.
A secret location. Uh-huh. And, also, we got red wine.
Bonsoir, everybody. Bonsoir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what we got going on tonight?
We got some hot topics tonight. I want to talk about this story I came across. Everybody's familiar with the Selma movie, right?
Mm.
Well, mm-hmm. Last week when the movie first came out, there were some provisions made. I'm not sure who paid for it, but provisions were made for a lot of students, like all over the country, to go see the movie for free. So I thought that was a good thing, right? Everybody applauded that, you know, go get some history, get some knowledge, et cetera.
Right.
Well, there's this one particular school superintendent down in Alabama, in DeKalb County, he did not allow his high school history club to go see the movie.
Hmm.
Now, he said, and his name is Hugh Taylor, in case y'all know him.
Hugh
Mr.
Taylor.
Hugh Taylor. Yeah, put him on the kids list.
He's on the kids list.
Yeah, get him. Mr. Hugh Taylor told CNN that he thought there was just way too much profanity in that film for his students to go see.
How do you say it?
He said there's just entirely too much cussing in that movie, and I just can't allow it. I can't allow it. I'm not going to have it. So he didn't allow the students to go see the movie. Now, he said that he felt like it was forcing the teachers to act as parents. Now, I guess because he felt like we have to now patrol or whatever, you know, the students to go see this movie. And then what he said, which I thought was really crazy, he said he was worried about what would happen if a teenager became so offended that they had to jump up and leave the theater. What was going to happen?
A teenager of what persuasion?
I don't know who he thought would be particularly offended by all of the alleged so-called profanity that they would leave a civil rights movie because of the offense of it all. But he
and what
thing like
was this again, Red Wine?
This was Superintendent Hugh Taylor down in DeKalb County, Alabama.
That's why.
So he said that, you know, it was just too much profanity, and he didn't think it was appropriate. So he didn't allow the class to go and see the movie for free. I guess he said, if y'all want to go see it, let your parents take you and let them pay for it. But one of the children's fathers, a student's father, said that he thought it would have been worth the so-called risk. He said it raised his curiosity as to whether something was it something that the superintendent didn't want them exposed to, or was it something he just didn't want them to know about?
No.
So it makes you kind of wonder, you know, what was that all about? Was it really the profanity, or was it the knowledge that was being dropped in the film?
Well, you know, let me speak on that for a second. Now, you know, the sad part about it is that the superintendent, it was?
Yeah.
It shows how he immediately got into the father's head, because now the father's now using objectives on maybe that was the reason. You know, first of all, let me get a disclaimer real quick.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Now, I'm going to fool you, because this disclaimer has nothing to do with cursing or swearing or anything like that. It's a disclaimer to let people know that when people get in your head, now the superintendent got into the parent's head now to make him start talking about the profanity thing. Now, the parent should have known on a wide scale of things the fact that it was a racial move to stop kids from getting the knowledge that they need, such as the Jewish people do when it comes to the Holocaust. They're watching movies about the Holocaust when they're like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. And
right.
That has to do with incarceration and killing and barbaric death and everything else like that. So what could be more violent than that? But they want these kids, the Jewish children, to get the lesson. But the person in Alabama don't want the kids to get the lesson on the history of Alabama. And trying to keep them in a situation where they're blind to the fact. But it's so sad that the superintendent came out with an ideal or a reason or put a twist on it, talk about swearing. Like, these kids don't swear. Are you kidding me?
And, you know, the stupid thing about this is that the movie is rated PG-13. Now, how many movies have high school students gone to see, rated PG-13.
See, that's just what I'm saying. See, we don't have to keep explaining the reasons why when it comes to why it is. We know that that was an asinine reason to keep what he thought some black folks from getting knowledge, but you're only keeping 32 people from getting knowledge. Does he think he's making a difference by shutting down 32 people?
No, that
out
was just him being.
Million people?
That was just one man
well,
being in
all
that
he did was he made news. So hopefully the kids will still go see it. And hopefully his parents will stop feeding into. When somebody plants a seed, you know, it don't necessarily mean that. We should know what things are. You know, if you bite into something in particular, it's what it is. It's not what you think somebody else said it is. You know, I mean, it's an atrocity how they try to put the twist on something like that, and that's just a shame on him. And he's on the kisser list. In fact, he's number one on the kisser list. Well, he's number two behind Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner.
I know that's
so.
Right. It just
right.
sounds like Mr. Alabama down there. He's still on the oppressive page.
Well,
I just don't understand people and their mentality. It's just screwed up.
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, most people that are born of a certain age or in a certain time frame, they're in that war. But there's nothing you're going to do to get them out of it, you know, as far as the Confederate flag
true.
And everything else stands for it. So we got them down on the kisser list, and we're going to embarrass the hell out of them like we do.
All right.
And we're going to make sure
right.
we spell the name.
Okay, what else you got?
I got another juicy one here. One rapper's violent lyrics go beyond creative license to conspiracy. San Diego-based rapper Tiny Dew, oh boy, his real name is Brandon Duncan, has already spent 8 months in prison and faces 25 years to life. If convicted under a little-known California statute that makes it illegal to benefit from gang activities.
Really?
So, yeah, it's crazy. So, like I said, his real name is Brandon Duncan. He faces 9 counts of criminal street gang conspiracy because prosecutors allege he and 14 other alleged gang members increased their stature and respect following a rash shooting in the city in 2013. Now, how can you prove something like that? Does that make any sense?
That makes no sense. How do you prove
that?
They're saying that they somehow elevated basically their street cred by some gang activity, and that elevated them somehow.
Right, so their lyrics and their songs and their activities, it is some law in California. It's the statute in question. It's California Penal Code 182.5. The code makes it a felony for anyone to participate in a criminal street gang, have knowledge that a street gang has engaged in criminal activity, or benefit from that activity. Come on. I'm sorry, Baba?
You mean by what you're trying to understand this story of by what you... What you talk about or rap about, if it incites something.
Well, I guess rapping and also engaging in criminal activity. How can you, you know, that's something in the court of law you have to prove. So in this United States, there is freedom of speech. So all these other rappers out here like Kanye and Jay-Z, you know, they're talking about all kinds of violence in the street and XYZ. Now, all of a sudden, I guess in California, I guess depending on what state you're in, you got to watch what you're saying.
Mm.
So,
well, not
watch
just,
what you're saying and activities.
Yeah, not just Jay-Z and the other gentleman, but have you ever put on some headphones and listen to some Janet Jackson lyrics?
Wow, that's interesting. what's she talking about, Papa?
Sensuous as hell. But Janet Jackson does it so smooth. You know, when she says something, when she's throwing that, you know, songs in particular.
Yeah, some of her lyrics, I never know what she's saying.
Yeah, she gets a lot by.
Well, I sure
well,
hope they
I
don't. I hope they don't.
You sure hope they don't
rapper.
Do what?
I said I hope they don't convict this rapper just because of the stuff he was rapping, unless they actually catch him or find proof that he did it. You know, I mean, I don't understand. If you rap or write a book or write a poem or sing a song about, you know,
anything.
I'm going to bust a cab, I'm going to do this, I'll knock you out. And, you know, if that's the case, how did LL Cool J get away with Mama Said Knock You Out?
And another song that really persuades people. What do you think of when you hear a song like You deserve a break today.
Oh, God.
So get up and get away.
No more for you, Papa. You cut off.
You
want
a cracker milkshake and some damn fries, don't you? That song makes you want a cheeseburger, some fries, and a milkshake.
After the story. You're going to talk about McDonald's being sued. But check this out. It says Duncan may rap about violence, but he's got no criminal record. So, you
right,
know,
exactly.
this story sounds fishy all the way around. You're going to put me in jail for some lyrics I'm talking about, but I haven't done any violence.
The same with the gentleman 50 Cent. You know, he has a tone over on his particular rapping, but that brother is more into business than anything else.
I know that.
He threw out a crazy first pitch at that baseball game. We ain't going to go there.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. If anything, he should have gotten locked up for that.
Yeah, that first pitch he threw out of that baseball game was like, my brother.
Okay. It was a hot mess. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but they said that he was doing it because his album was dropping and he wanted to get some attention on it, so he threw a crazy ball. The ball slipped out of his hand or something. But
yeah.
I mean, you know, throwing out the first pitch, you got to practice that just like you practice singing the national anthem.
That's true.
You got to practice. You can't just throw that ball out. Especially if you ain't threw a baseball in years, you know. You never, you know. Anyway. But that's
so what you got, Papa?
I have the Seattle Seahawks, my new adopted team.
Yay, they're going to the Super Bowl.
And I'm hoping that they beat the slop out of the New England Patriots just like they did last year against
I know that's right.
Yeah, get them.
Marshawn Lynch, that brother is very unique.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting to the point where the things he does, I'm kind of thinking that he was created like Frankenstein or Herman Monster or somebody, because he's an interesting guy. You know, he doesn't want to talk much. He got fined $100,000 for not speaking like he should at different events or media affairs and all that jazz. But then you have Bill Belichick, who don't speak at all. He mumbles himself, and nobody find him anything. But in this particular case, Marshawn Lynch, who is number 24, he's running back for Seattle Seahawks.
And he's good, too.
He's a beast. They call him beast mode. And this brother, when people go to tackle him, they just fall off him. Anyway, he was fined $20,000. They say that during one of the games on Sunday, when he scored a touchdown, he grabbed his crotch in the end zone. And they claim that he always grabs his crotch.
Oh, come on.
That's just his particular style. They say he's grabbing his crotch, but who's watching? I mean, you know, in order for you to see a crotch being grabbed, you're gonna be watching the crotch. So the person that's accused.
Hey, Papa. So what happens if you grab your butt? You gonna get fined $10,000?
Let me say something. I don't know.
It's a lot of butt grabbing.
Well, you know
in
what?
The NFL.
See, here's another thing too. I think that a baseball player not too long ago was fined also. For he went for a ball or something. When he got up, he adjusted himself. See, people got to understand this here.
Uh-oh.
That let me get a disclaimer. give me a disclaimer real quick.
Come on, Bob.
I had a feeling that was coming.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. You need it?
All right.
Here you go. Let me get it for you.
Yeah.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Okay. Now, those who carry around a nice set of testicles can relate to what I'm saying. If you don't have a set of testicles between your legs, and you have no idea, okay? Testicles are instruments, sort of like a musical instrument in some respect.
Bing, bong, bing, bong, bong.
Testicles have to be adjusted, just like when you tune the guitar or you're tuning a piano.
Oh.
They have to be adjusted. I mean, like when you're running for a ball, for example, and you have a cup on, for example. Now, if you have a nice set of testicles on you and that testicle happens to slip out of that cup and one of your testicles is outside the cup and one is in, I don't care if you're on national TV, you got to do some adjusting, because if you don't, squeezing your testicles into some kind of precarious situation could be hazardous to your health and to your social life when the game is done.
Ouch, so, that's hurting me.
I mean, I'm just saying. Now, like I said, I'm only trying to explain this because if you don't have a set of testicles hanging between your legs, you have no idea of what these things do, how they work, or how you have to keep them in a comfort zone. I guess I can relate it to wearing a nice bra, for example. Okay? If you wear a lousy bra, you're going to be adjusting the titties all day long, right? I can't relate to it because I don't have titties. But
so
I,
you're speaking hypothetically.
I'm speaking from a person that has anyway, most of these sports players are, all they're doing basically is adjusting. If Marshawn Lynch runs a powerful running play and breaks through tackles and everything, there's a chance that the testicles may have slid through the cup. And now one is in and one is out. So once you get done to run, even though people are congratulating you, you've got to reach your hand down and make some adjustments. Mm. Testicles are designed to rest next to each other, not one lay down low and one be up high. It's crazy. So I think
Papa, explain to me, who makes these rules up?
What, testicle rules or rules of football? What do you mean?
Well, both, I guess. Who makes these rules up in the NFL that, you can't adjust your testicles if they're hanging out?
That's a real touchy subject because in order for you to speak on, when you speak on somebody grabbing their crotch, you must be watching the crotch. I cannot see what you're doing between your legs unless I've seen you between your legs. And what am I doing looking between your legs? So that's a
but
very
I'm saying
gray
my
area.
Point is, who is writing this stuff down in the NFL in their little handbook or whatever, or testicle book or whatever? Who writes this stuff down? Like, okay, you're going to get fined $20,000 if you touch your testicles. If you scratch your butt, you're going to get fined $10,000. I mean, who writes this stuff down? I don't get it.
Explain it to you. You know how you have the referee, right? You got the line ref, and then you got, refs that work different areas of the field.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I speculate that there may be a ref who's responsible for watching for things like crotch grabbing and any other obscene gesture. Whether you step out of line or out of bounds or if you grab somebody's face mask, they're only looking for if you grab something below the waist. I'm speculating,
I think
they got a crotch watching ref.
I think it's an adjusting thing that somebody accused them of grabbing it. So,
if anybody want to call in and give us any information on the testicle judge, dial 914-803-4306 and do what, Rewind?
Press 1.
We have a call on the line. Caller, you want to?
All right, let's see if we can get this caller out. Caller, you are live with the Pajama Party. Welcome aboard.
According to the paper, it was a fan that took a picture and sent it to the NFL.
Oh, really?
And
so a fan.
And who are we talking to, caller? Who are we talking to?
Who are we talking to?
Yes.
I read the paper and the article on it. It was a fan that sent the picture in. Of him doing that.
Was it a full crotch grab or was it an adjustment?
Touchdown. I ain't never see what he was doing.
I wasn't looking at his crotch. I don't know whether you were, but
to the NFL.
So caller, do you think they have a referee that's supposed to look for that kind of stuff?
Well, if he do, he got a problem.
All right, now. Houston, you got a problem.
Yeah, you have a problem.
Well, thank you for clearing that up, caller. Appreciate you calling in and listening.
Okay.
All right. Thank you,
caller. Wow. I think we might have to take a little CC break on that one so we can come back with the hit it and quit it. Yeah, hit it and quit it. Hit it and quit it testicles.
I tell you. We'll be right back.
All right.
This is the Pajama Party on Blog Talk Radio. The Pajama Party is produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment at www.dchomegrown.com. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the Pajama Party crew and you. So pick up the phone and dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306 and tell us what's on your mind. There's a big fluffy pillow reserved just for you at the Pajama Party, so call us now. And remember, it's PJs only, no clothes allowed. Pass it on. log on to www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen Live banner or call 914-803-4306. Now let's get back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Is it tea time, darling?
We're back at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle, who's on location. How you out there, Kettle?
Hey, hey, hey.
And Red Wine.
Good evening, everybody. Red Wine with a long stem.
Oh, boy.
Papa.
Okay.
What we got, Papa?
We got some hit it and quit it headlines.
Yeah, hit it and quit it headlines.
Hit it and quit it. I like that. Oh,
oh
not
Lord.
Like that.
Uh-huh, I bet. You still dating the
well,
first guy?
Why are you in my business, Miss Cattle?
But go ahead, Red Wine. Go ahead and do your thing.
Wee wee.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, hit it and quit it. Tonight we got a couple of stupid criminal stories on the hit it and quit it. One was up in Delaware. There was a Delaware State Police arrested a mother this week who allegedly robbed a convenience store while her one-year-old daughter waited in a taxi cab outside. Now, that to me
what?
Was like, I don't know what to say about this woman. This lady's name is Amanda Paoletti, and she is accused of entering a Wilmington store shortly after 3:30 on the 20th, of this month, demanding money from the cash register. So she told the store employee that she was armed with some kind of gun, and the teenage employee gave her an undisclosed amount of cash. So then she left and got back in the cab where her one-year-old daughter was in the cab waiting. The cab driver dropped her and the child off at some acquaintance house that the cab took her to. And then by the time the police, you know, the robbery was reported, the police questioned the cab driver, and the cab driver said, well, I can tell you where I took her, gave them the address of where he dropped the woman, and sure enough, that's where she was with her one-year-old child. So they went on and arrested her. And they also found cocaine and some other drug paraphernalia in her possession. So she's been charged with robbery and endangering the welfare of a child, possession of cocaine, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Wow.
And who does who robs a bank with a taxi cab and tells the cab, wait for me, and I'm going to leave my one-year-old out here with you?
What? Look, was it a yellow cab? Was it bright enough so they could see it was a yellow cab?
I don't know what color it was, but he sure did wait for her.
Wow. I don't know.
Car seat.
That's crazy.
I guess a one-year-old must have been in a car seat. I sure hope she didn't put that baby in a seat belt.
So she brought her own car seat to her.
Yeah, I guess she did. That's a good point.
So where was this, Red Wine? What state was this?
This was in Delaware.
Wow.
Wilmington area?
Yep, right up around Wilmington. I don't know what to say.
Look, she would have done better hopping the train, right, Papa?
There you go.
Yeah, at least then they wouldn't have known where she went. Stupid woman.
See what I'm saying? Well, I got another one here. More stupid criminals. Somebody named Dylan Thompson and Darian Walker broke into someone's truck in Texas. They stole cash and an iPad. Later, they went to a Burger King in Houston and took a series of selfies and videos bragging about themselves. So they posted them online, not knowing that items are stored in the iPad automatically, you know, in the little cloud or whatever they talk about.
Oh,
and,
right.
So when the owner logged into his account, he found the pictures and video and turned it over to the cops. And the two got arrested. Is that stupid or what? You want to take selfies of yourself? I wanted to have one of those long poles, the selfie pole.
No, they probably didn't even do that. See, but that's what happens when people do stuff like that. And, you know, you're taking things that don't belong to you. You don't know what you're doing. So they took the pictures, and I guess they had to save them in order to upload them. So when they saved them on the hard drive, it also saved it in the cloud. That must have tripped that owner out when he logged into his account and went, what is this? He sees pictures of these two fools. Yeah, got into this truck, took this money, got this iPad. Yeah, that was easy money. Easy money.
Look, you better beware the cloud next time, baby. The cloud is powerful.
I see.
Oh, boy.
You know, that I'm not an Applehead, but I tell you what, I know one thing. Anything that you put up in that cloud, from what I understand, it is almost impossible to delete it. Once it hits the cloud, it's up there. Wherever the cloud is, that stuff is up there. So y'all better watch yourself.
Why is it called a cloud?
Because it's like it's an invisible, untouchable thing, like a cloud. It's like it's there. You know it's there, but you can't get to it.
Mm.
You can put things up there, but you still can't.
You sound like that TD Bank commercial.
Oh, yeah.
It's put in the chamber. And
yeah.
Okay.
Look, that's a horse of another color, huh? It's another show, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, look, give us a call.
Imagine.
You guys want to jump in on the conversation? What's the number?
914-803-4306.
803-4306. And do what?
Press 1.
Press 1.
We're going to take a little CC break. We're going to keep moving.
Yeah, we can take a break.
All right. Well, let's take a break.
Give people out there a chance to refresh their beverage or whatever you're doing on this
Friday.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, let's go do that, and we'll be right back. This is Red Wine, and you're listening to WPJP Blog Talk Radio Pajama Party. Check out my commentary. I like to call it, I'm just saying, because sometimes I am just saying. It's just my opinion. It's what I think. Hey, you don't have to agree, but if you disagree, call us up. 914-803-4306.
Hey, don't forget, they can catch us on Twitter also.
And
apajamaparty.com,
too. What's the number, Papa?
914-803-4306. I don't know how I got in the studio. Red Wine came in here by himself. And me and Kettle just happened to come here and catch her stealing airtime, as
you know. I was trying to do my own promo, and y'all just happened to show up again.
Well,
can y'all tell them what time? Oh, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Central Time. No, that's wrong.
And 6 o'clock Western Time, East West Coast Time.
Right,
okay.
Right. Either way,
so if you're in California, call us at 6 p.m., 7 o'clock if you're hanging out in Colorado somewhere.
7 o'clock, that's Central Time. See, now we got it all.
7 o'clock if you're in...
Okay, it's 9 o'clock Eastern. Y'all do the math. Figure out where you are. Check your watch. 9
right.
o'clock Eastern.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Check us out.
9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. 9:15 CP time, right? Can we
yep, that? That's right.
There CP time, 9:15.
There you go.
All right.
All right, boss.
Is that it?
Hey.
Bartender.
Hey, is that Mr.
Lowe?
Hey, come on, Mr.
Lowe,
with the bartender.
I was trying to jiggle my ice in my glass, but it
fell in.
Yeah, we're back to the pajama party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle, who's on location.
Kettle,
you out there?
Yes, I am.
All right, and Red Wine.
Turn down for what?
Okay.
Oh, boy. Put down the drink, Red Wine. I'm not there. Put it down.
She just got a cup of ice right now, and she's clinging bottles trying to put together a concoction.
I'm working on it. Working
she
on
working
it.
On it.
I bet
anyway.
You are.
Yeah, so what's popping, Papa Didi? What is popping?
What's popping? Wow.
It's
you know
a
what?
Lot popping. Poppin'.
It's a lot popping, but let's... Let's talk about what they call Deflategate. Does anybody know what Deflategate means?
This isn't about testicles again, is it?
No, we're done with testicles.
Oh.
Look, I might need a disclaimer if I tell you what that is. That's another show.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Looks like
you got
Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick with his cheating self is at it again.
Now, who is he?
Bill Belichick is the coach of the New England Patriots, which is one of the teams that is participating in the Super Bowl this year. And he was fined $500,000 a few years ago. He was actually videoing other teams' practices and things like that signals and so, I mean, my goodness, can't you just go and play the game on Sunday as opposed to cheating and all that? Are you that insecure about how to trying to win a game? The thing that gets me too is the fact that the owner of the New England Patriots is a gentleman by the name of Kraft, who is the owner and the founder CEO of Kraft Foods and
mac and cheese.
They brought out Nabisco, which is one of my favorites.
Nabisco, too?
Yeah, it's Graham Crackers.
Oh, that dude got
oh
money.
Oh, God, we won't even go there with Graham Crackers and milk. We won't even go there. But anyway, Kraft is the owner of the New England Patriots, okay? He's the him and Goodell are quite close. If you look at some of the meetings they have when they have an owner's meeting, Kraft and Goodell is always sitting next to each other. So we're going to put Kraft on the kiss list tonight because being the owner of the Patriots was a cheating team, and now they're accused of deflating balls because they claim that when it was raining out there and the ball was slippery, that if you, which is logic, if you take the air out of a ball, it becomes a mush ball, and you can grab it better. You can squeeze it because it doesn't have that strong, tight velocity to it. You know, it's almost like a pig compared to a deer. We all seen fat pigs, right? And we all seen firm deers. So what's easier to catch, a deer or a damn pig? I would say a pig. Anyway, I mean, that was an analogy, but, you know.
I think I need a demonstration.
Anyway, yeah, okay. So they're caught up in what's called Deflategate. But in all actuality, you know, they beat the hell out of the Indianapolis Colts. So it's not like it. They won by 3 points or something. They slaughtered the team. And, you know, I don't have a love for them personally. I'm not a New England Patriot fan at all. I don't want to disrespect anybody if that is your team, but, you know, that team is not really my for reasons that go deeper than football, that team is not really one of my favorites. Between the owner and Tom Brady and the hype of that and how they're very disciplined to the point where they're disciplined, where they're making people deliver based on threats and things like that. That team is, they're a mess, and I hope that that the Seattle Seahawks beat them like they beat the Denver Broncos last year because Peyton Manning came in with the same attitude, and hopefully we could send Tom Brady out with his tail between his legs come Sunday after the Super Bowl. That's just my opinion as far as teams are concerned, because if you got to cheat to win the game, then, you know, you'll need to be playing it. Just go play the game. You know, we win, we lose, and they're just, there's 32 teams in the league, and there's only two teams left. So 30 teams are out of it. So if you make it, you know, by doing it legit. But cheating is not going to be, you know. But that's all I have.
But this isn't the first time, though, that they've been accused of this, is
it? Yeah, like I was saying earlier, he was fined $500,000 for legitimately cheating. And then when he went on the press conference, he's doing the same old yakety-yak-yak. He comes up there looking like a, you know, oversized old dirty sweatshirt, and I mean, Belichick is just—he's got his man breath, you know.
Oh no.
Yeah, he's got man breath.
Breath was technical. Now man breath. Mm.
Hey, he's got.
Need a rubber duck for that too, huh? Huh, Pop?
I agree.
Yeah, he comes out there with his old shirt on, his man breath hanging down, and he's a mess. He doesn't talk, you know, with any type of personality, and they're fining my show on Lynch $100,000 for not talking, and Belichick mumbles when he talks. So, you know, it's an atrocity. It really is, the way you know, people get away with things, you know. But
well, I know they're going to get a lot of backlash on that around the Super Bowl. That's probably going to be the top of subjects. They're not even going to try to go in there and play the game. They're going to talk about that, and that's going to just cover the whole game.
Belichick is like the Tin Man. He has no heart, so Belichick could give a squat about it. So don't even worry about, you know, the Patriots being worried, because between Belichick and Tom Brady, they just want to win, you know, because I remember when they lost in the last Super Bowl, Tom Brady's wife, what's her name,
Bouchon
or something? Yeah, she was freaking out, you know. He was yelling at people, you know, because they lost the Super Bowl. It's a mess. I mean, it's just that they live such a privileged life that when they lose a game, they lose their mind. So,
right. You know what? It wouldn't surprise me if Tom Brady starts talking about retirement. That would tell it all, I guess.
I don't know. His ego is, I think he's still got a couple of years. What else is he going to do, you know? He's fat, rich, you know, what else is he going to do? He has nothing else to do with his time, you know?
Right, right.
You don't hear about
I hear you, Papa.
But, you know, I hate to be so hard on him if you're a New England Patriots fan, but that cheating and stuff is not right. It's just,
I know that's right. Well, if anybody got any comments on your commentary and they need to dial in, 914-803-4306 and press
1.
One. All right. I hear you. So what you got, Red One?
I got a commentary tonight. For, I'm just saying, wow, I hear sirens in the background. People must be showing off tonight.
Uh-oh. Watch out, man.
To get you out of Papa Didi.
No, I thought we was on an island in the Caribbean, but I guess we can't use that one.
No.
Look, they have cops over there too. They have trouble, just like we do.
That sounds like an inner city siren to me. Anyway.
Anyway. See.
Well, tonight, I'm just saying, I don't know how many people caught this story about what they're calling Twirlgate in the world of tennis. But, you know, my thing tonight is like, who knew that women's tennis was such a boiling hot pot of drama? So lots of people are annoyed because a presenter or a commentator, whatever his capacity, at the Australian Open asked one of the top female tennis players in the entire world to give us a twirl and show off her outfit at the end of the match. And I'm just saying, like, dude, are you serious? This woman is, like, one of the highest-ranking players, and she just won a match, and you come up to her with a mic and say, hey, give us a twirl. Tell us about your outfit. I'm like, are you kidding me? So Time Magazine said that Twitter blew up with all kind of accusations of sexism after this awkward moment when the guy said this to her. Now, the tennis player's name is Eugenie Bouchard. She's 20 years old, and the reporter or the commentator, his name is Ian Cohen. Now, he was doing a quick post-match interview with her, and like I said, she's ranked number 7 now in the entire world of women's tennis. And all he could say to her is, well, last night you tweeted that you really liked or loved Serena's outfit, and she was kind enough to give us a twirl. So can you give us a twirl? I'm like, dude, twirl yourself. What is your problem? I'm not understanding. Like, how do you walk up to somebody and say, give us a twirl? This woman is a professional athlete. She's not a model. She's not your little toy. She's not your little, I don't know, eye candy or whatever.
What's his position again?
He was a commentator. He was doing like a, you know, a post interview after the match.
Who's he work for?
I don't know who he works for.
Hmm.
So she played it off in a press conference after the match and said, well, you know, it was very unexpected. And then she said, I mean, I don't know. He's an old guy, and he wanted me to twirl, so it was kind of funny. And I'm thinking, you know what? That's not funny. That's sick, twisted, and perverted. I'm just saying. So, you know, I think that's part of the problem. You know, why is this same old geezer asking this beautiful female athlete to spin around? He did the same thing with Serena's game a couple of days before.
And Serena did twirl?
Serena did it. I don't know why she did it, because he caught her off guard, and she was like, well, you know, later on she went on to say, I didn't want to make a big to-do of it. I didn't really do any harm. So she just said, but, you know, on the other hand, she said, but you wouldn't ask Rafael or Roger, meaning, you know, the two male top male players, you wouldn't ask them to twirl. So she said, whether it's sexist or not, I don't know. I can't answer that. Now, personally, I think that she knew it was a sexist remark. But I think after all the controversy that always surrounds Serena, you know, everything she says or does ends up becoming a big deal. And I think she just felt like at this point, life is too short. I'm not going to make everything a battle, whatever. Because we've all seen her play. She's a very physical player. She's all over the court. And honestly, for her to twirl around in a circle like that was not going to reveal anything.
Serena?
Yeah, Serena.
Yeah, like
she didn't
Serena.
Reveal anything that she didn't already reveal.
I'd like to see that myself. Anyway.
Anyway. So, you know, I think, I think she was just trying to, you know, keep down the controversy from her possibly saying something that would have, you know, kicked off a whole nother issue.
Right.
But I'm just saying that these women are professional athletes. They're not models. So why diminish their talent by making ignorant, sexist comments like that? And he got away with
it. He's a dirty old man.
Yeah, he got away with it twice. You know, nobody in their right mind and who had any respect for the sport or the athlete would ask Federer or Nadal to twirl around or flex their muscles or to show any other body part. And that's precisely the point. Now, moments after all of this went down, the hashtag Twirlgate appeared all over the internet. People were outraged over this announcer's request, and I am one of them. I don't know, you know, why this guy, what he was doing, what he was trying to do. I don't know if he got his jollies.
What's
his,
of course, that's why he did it.
Yeah, I got
what's
his name.
Name anyway?
Let me give you his name. His name is Ian Cohen. I-A-N Cohen. C-O-H-E-N.
Ian
Cohen.
Yeah, add him to the list.
He's on the kiss it list?
Oh, for sure. Like I said, I don't know if this is how he gets his jollies or what he was trying to do, but I'm just saying, you know, really, Mr. Cohen, but I'm saying to Mr. Cohen, and he's probably listening, you could have just put this on your DVR, recorded it, and in the privacy of your own little perverted home, you could have paused the tape, you could have watched anything you wanted to see all night long.
Whack the pud.
Done all of that
anyway,
all night long, and we would never had to have known about your little twisted desires. So I'm just saying, you know, you need to keep your little tennis outfit fetishes out of the public eye because we don't want to know, we don't want to hear it, and you need to stop. If you're going to be professional out on the court, be professional. Otherwise, take your dried up, perverted old self home and retire. This is Red Wine, and I'm just saying.
Watch out, man.
And the guy's only walking around with 3 inches of white steel between his legs.
I'm just saying. Let it go. You know, this kind of stuff needs to stop.
And his name is Ian Cohen?
Ian Cohen, that's his name.
How old is he anyway?
I don't know. He's old.
He's old?
Wow. Anybody got a question or comment on that one? Please dial 914-803-4306 and press
right
1. Here. Calm Red Wine down. She need a bottle of, what's your best wine, Red Wine?
Ooh, I don't know. I need a good Merlot or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know that's right. Maybe we better take a little break and come back. We're going to come back with Papa Living for the City, right?
You got it.
All right.
Looking for a new cocktail to serve at your next dinner party? Trying to figure out what pairs well with your main entree? Then you need to visit the Cocktail of the Week archives at apajamaparty.com. We've got a list of all the cocktails we've featured on previous Pajama Party shows with recipes and pictures of the drinks. And believe me, we've had some good ones. And while you're on the website, visit the archives for previous shows. Just click on any date and you can hear the shows again and again. We've got you covered at apajamaparty.com. And tell a friend. They'll thank you.
We're back at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. And I'm here with Kettle.
What's going on?
Kettle?
I'm here.
Right. Kettle's out on location. She's on a secret mission. She's willing to know where she is, as a matter of fact.
Hey, right. I tell you, I might kill you, Papa.
I do see where our budget is going down because she's flying to all these out of the way places. And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
She calmed down a little bit.
Yeah, she was fired up on that story.
I'm good now. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
All
let's
right.
Let's get into some living for the city. First of all, look, I want to send a shout out to. I was in the DMV area today and stopped in a store to get some work done on some glass on the car. I want to send a shout out to Mike from Auto Glass Now.
And all that's
right, in Atlanta, Maryland.
Mike.
Mike did a bang up job on that fixing that glass car. Sat there and watched the whole evolution. The brother said he'd been doing it for 25 years, and just want to give a shout out to Mike and his partner. I didn't get his partner's name, but these guys lassoed glass in a car and just repaired it like it was nothing. Let you know that people make the world go round, and to see that evolution go down, let you know that everybody's job is important in this world. So,
All right. Mike.
Yeah, stop fronting the game thinking that your job is the only job that means something. It's not, believe me.
All right, good job, Mike.
And in my Living for the City segment tonight, we're going to talk about McDonald's, of all places.
Wow.
Yeah, this is in Virginia.
Mm.
Check this out. In a federal civil rights lawsuit filed Thursday, 10 former workers at 3 McDonald's locations in Virginia alleged that they were unceremoniously fired. I guess that means without all the, you know, which is how you're supposed to be fired, by being informed. I guess they just told them don't show up the next day. By the supervisor, they were told that there was too many black people working at the facility.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you heard it. In Virginia, the same owner owns 3 McDonald's, and I guess he's trying to cut the fat on the black. So he promptly, you know, the lawsuit filed Thursday morning in the U.S. District Court of Western District of Virginia alleged that high-ranking supervisors regularly preferred to one of the branches as a ghetto store.
Really?
Okay. And preferred to black workers as ghetto and ratchet. Now, ratchet is a term that created by black folks. Now, how are you going to use a term created by black folks as far as the terminology of it? I mean, ratchet has its own effect. Ratchet, to me, is a tool in a damn toolbox. But, you know, when people twist on it and call it something else, this is where he got the term from. He used the very same term on the people that he fired. Now, mind you, the gentleman that owns these 3 McDonald's is an African-American.
Are you kidding me?
I am not BSing, okay?
Oh, no.
This gentleman is a black man putting down his own black people.
Mm.
Now,
that's crazy.
Hires these people because, you know, I guess who's actually applying for a job in McDonald's except people that are willing to deal with that particular minimum wage and people that may be in that particular situation or what have you. And you get what you pay for. And if you're only going to give, you know, the minimum wage or whatever you're paying or the standards that you are setting for them to work under or what have you, you know, you got the 3 stores. And who knows what not, he's not a procrastinating person. He needs to handle his business. I'm sure all his 3 of his stores aren't in top-notch condition. I think that was just a ploy to make an excuse for one of the stores that he ain't taking care of. He's trying to blame it on the employees for it going down the tubes. Hell, it's probably going down the tubes anyway, because if you don't fix the roof is going to leak. And most people got a leaking roof, going to put buckets in the store for leak coming out of it when it starts to rain. So now all these different things he may have to repair himself, he's blaming on his black employees, calling this particular store ghetto and all that jazz. But getting back to the story, the employees, 9 of whom are African-American, and there's 10 people altogether suing, 9 African-American, 1 is Hispanic, said in a complaint that the massive firing of 17 minority staff members came in May, and that store managers told him at the time that it was too dark in the restaurant, and they need to get the ghetto out of the store.
And this is a black man. Who
black
owns
man
this store.
Saying it's too dark. We need to get the ghetto out of the store. You know.
What is wrong with this man?
And police said all of a sudden they let us go for no reason. Then they didn't fit the profile that they wanted in the store. All right.
Wow.
A gentleman named Willie Bates, who was a cook at one of the McDonald's facilities, said in a statement, "I had no idea what they meant by the right profile until I saw everyone else that they fired as well." So The guy was just cutting down on blacks that he particularly hired. The gentleman's name is Mike Simon. Mike Simon, let me get my kissing list here.
Add him to the list.
Mike Simon, owner of the three branches where the firing took place, and who he is black.
Unbelievable.
All right? He said previously that discrimination had nothing to do with the firing because I am an African-American myself. Okay?
Not yet, man.
All right. So the Oreo cookie. And he says, I continuously strive to maintain an environment in which everyone feels valuable and accepted. To protect the privacy of current and past employees, I'm not at liberty to discuss issues regarding employment of the termination, Simon said in a statement to the media in May. However, my organization has a strict policy that prohibits any type of discrimination or harassment in hiring. He was also accused of harassing one of the females in the store sexually. So it just was a mess. This whole thing is a mess. You know, you hire these employees and you're loving it and enjoying it while everything is lasting, but then as soon as people start accusing you, and who to know how deep. We're going to follow up on this story because, matter of fact, I'm going to go down to Virginia and just take a picture of this guy because I need to see him.
I thought you were going down there and kick his you-know-what, Bob.
I need to see what he looks like. I need to see what it is he's projecting and how he's taking this particular franchise opportunity to snub his own people. I mean, do we not forget from where we've come from? And I think
apparently,
that people which is very prominent with people nowadays. People think that everything is intact and everything's in perspective and they got a few dollars in the bank. A dollar to rub against another dollar. They're driving a new car, living in a nice house, and they think that the struggle is over. The struggle is not hardly over because your ass is still driving while black, walking while black, and living while black.
And apparently,
you need to ride through Alabama and let them from Frederick Flag waving, pull your ass over about 2 o'clock in the morning on a dark highway, and let them show you how black you really are. They don't give a shit if you own 10 McDonald's. Okay.
I know that's right.
McDonald's in
he's gonna pull out his credentials and say, "I own 3 McDonald's. Leave me the hell alone."
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Color your skin is going to determine what the hell they're going to do to you.
You're going to give them a gift certificate for a
Big Mac.
For a Big Mac.
They're going to say, okay, get your Big Mac out of the car and get on the ground. Spread them, buddy.
And what is his name? Mike Simon?
Look, I like that red wine. They're going to tell him to spread them, and we're going to do what's that big burger name? We're going to do a quarter pound on your ass.
All right, there it is.
Yeah, if you're in the Western Virginia area and you go by McDonald's that's owned by Mike Simon.
Keep going.
Yep.
Take out going there purposely in the men's room and not pull the seat up and go in the ladies' room, excuse me, and not pull the seat up. I'm just going to piss all over the seat. And,
I'm going to go to the drive-thru, order everything on the menu, and then get up to the window and say, never mind.
And keep moving.
Oh,
Say, now, is that ratchet enough?
Yeah, that's very interesting. I think our people need to come to grips with who and what they are. You know, just be who you are. No matter what you own, what you got, what you have accumulated, what you have, what treasures you may have, because we live and we die. Believe me.
And you can't take it with you.
Can't take it with you.
I know that's right.
Never.
Well, you know, folks, that questions and comments on what we're talking about, they need to dial in 914-803-4306 and do what, Ray?
Press one.
All right.
And as the saying goes, you will never see a Brinks truck following a hearse. Okay.
I know that's right. We're going to take a little CC break and come back with the weird news, or we're going to keep it moving?
No, let's do some weird news.
Oh, okay.
What you got going on?
Huh?
All right.
What you got?
Let's see.
What you got, red one?
We've got, let's see. First up, we've got a man in Taiwan died in an internet cafe after playing video games for 3 days and nights nonstop.
Mm. What?
I don't understand what makes people do that, but this man stayed in that internet cafe nonstop now for 3 days, 3 nights, never left, just sat there playing this video game. And it was reported that he regularly used this same cafe to play video games like that for days at a time. So police are saying that they believe he had suffered from cardiac arrest that was most likely caused by exhaustion and cold temperatures. Now, this is the second video gamer that died in Taiwan in the same month, in the same manner. The first man who died after playing video games had been at it for 5 days straight.
No and eating, sleeping, kissing, nothing.
No, they don't take a break at all. Hey, wait a minute, Kettle. Let me take a break in the weird news and see if I can get this caller up. Caller,
okay.
You are live on the line with the pajama party. Did you have a comment? Go right ahead.
What's going on, pajama party? Matter of fact, y'all sound real interesting. And
hey.
I think she was thinking of a cavity check.
Yes, that's it, cavity check.
But anyway... That was interesting about the McDonald's. And the other thing, I forgot what y'all was talking about. Before you talked about the McDonald's, you spoke on what? Anyway, I forgot.
We talked about a variety of things.
No, it was just before the McDonald's. It was something. A what?
About the tennis throw gate. About the tennis players twirling around for the referee.
Oh, yeah, I heard that, too.
Okay.
I was talking about the
He thought that was just comic. You know, he thought that was comical.
Yeah, that man is sick.
Well, he thought he can get away with it. I mean, people ask people stuff, and, you know.
He got away with it right then and there.
Well, he has his groupies, you know, so... His groupies do it.
Yeah, they tried to clean it up because Serena always swirl around.
Yeah,
but the young lady, she was embarrassed because I seen it.
Wow.
Yeah, she was very embarrassed.
She questioned it. She was embarrassed by it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? She might come back and try to sue him.
Well, yeah, she was embarrassed. I thought she was embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
She was.
She asked me, she said, what? You want me to do what? And then she turned around and spent around for it.
Wow.
But it was something y'all had talked about before y'all talked about
the tailgate? The tailgate? A deflated gate?
No, it wasn't.
We talked about Selma, the rapper, Tiny Doo.
I can't remember. I don't know. I forgot, y'all.
I know. I tell you, that was one of the main reasons I stopped smoking weed myself, because that memory, you know. it kills your memory, man.
And this is some good stuff today, too. I really did. That was a good one, homie.
Just hang out, bro.
What planet are you calling from, caller?
I'm calling from planet Sharon Hill.
All right.
Okay,
man.
Cool. Shout out to Sharon Hill.
And I want to give a shout out for all the people in Sharon Hill.
Sharon Hill. Okay.
All right. That's a little town right outside
Sharon Hill, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Very good. Cool. All right, caller.
All right.
Well, keep listening, and we appreciate you.
Hook Road. All right.
And y'all have a toast for me.
All right.
Yes,
we'll do.
Will.
I know that's right.
All right.
And keep y'all pajamas.
All right. Sorry about that, caller.
Wow. Red wine zapped you. Wow.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, okay.
You want to walk through red wine. It's the French guy, Papa.
That was the computer that did that.
When that happened, I looked at the drink, and the drink was half consumed, so it must be working.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, the caller said he was calling from Sharon Hill, Pennsylvania, which is a little town right outside of Philadelphia. We want to give a shout-out to Hook Road. in Sharon Hill. That's one of the
streets
that goes through there. And let's give a shout out also to all our beloved in a well-known cemetery in Sharon Hill called Mount Lawn Cemetery, and we'll give out a shout out to all the beloved people that passed on their land of rest at Mount Lawn Cemetery in Sharon Hill. All right, moving along.
Okay, what were we doing?
Weird news. I got a weird news. Check this out.
Okay,
mannequin
right
on Billboard spurs 911 calls about a possible jumper.
A mannequin sitting on top of
a billboard in Des Moines County prompted several 911 calls. Sheriff's deputies were first dispatched early Monday to check a possible suicidal person along U.S. Highway 61. And they said it was dark. They couldn't see. They assumed it was someone jumping, but at some point they realized that the person was not responding to their commands. You know, they were calling up there like, are you okay? Or, you know, don't jump or whatever. So one
saying,
of the guys
it's not
pulled...
that bad. Don't jump.
So one of the cops pulled up their binoculars and realized it was a mannequin.
So this mannequin, was somebody placed it up there like for a joke?
I guess so. It was crazy. So
that
it
is-
was... That prompted Jonestown to talk with the advertiser, an automobile dealer. The wording beneath the mannequin stated, I can see Deary Brothers in West Burlington from here. So I guess the advertisement, they put the mannequin up there.
Okay. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
Mm-hmm.
I do have another one for you. I know how much you love weird news, so I got this one for you.
Thank you.
When Miss Connie Lay passed away in Aurora, Indiana recently, she had just one request in her last will and testament, and that was
mm-hmm.
for her beloved pet German Shepherd, Bella, to be buried along with her in the casket.
Okay.
Now, the problem is that when Miss Lay passed away, Bella was still healthy, alive and kicking. So the final decision was left up to a close friend of the deceased as to what to do about Bella. So at the time when the article was printed, no decision had been made. So I hope that they didn't decide to put Bella down just so they could put her in the casket with Miss Connie.
Oh. My God.
I have never... Have you ever heard of anybody wanting their pet to be in the casket with them?
No, not in the casket, but, you know, buried, you know, with them, like in the same, you know, like if you're in a mausoleum in the same, you know, area as they are, but no. No.
Yeah, I've never heard
you,
that
Barbara?
One.
I have.
Yeah,
but
that was some craziness.
I got
so
another crazy one.
No, they ended up not deciding.
Now, what about what was it, cat or dog?
It was a dog, a German Shepherd.
Jesus.
She wanted the German Shepherd in the casket with her.
No.
But see, she died. The dog didn't die.
So is this a casket for two? I mean, where was the dog supposed to be, on top of her?
I guess they were going to squeeze it in there with her. I don't know. Or get a wide, double wide, like you get a trailer, you know, double wide.
Wow.
Maybe that was...
Wow. That's crazy. Hey, Pop, I got one for you. A German court upholds man's right to pee standing up.
Come again?
Oh, a German court has ruled that a tenant who liked to pee standing up doesn't owe his landlord money for damages apparently caused by splashing or missing his target altogether. A court says rejected the landlord's claim of $2,200 for alleged damage to the bathroom's marble floor. And I'm like, okay. So it says, despite...
Sorry, go ahead.
It says,
so
despite increasingly
where?
Domestication of men in this context, let me get it right, put my bottle down. urinating standing up is still common practice. So they're saying, hey, that's just common law. You know, men stand up, they pee, and unfortunately, you know, stuff splashes. So unfortunately, with your marble floor, can't help you, you know.
So this guy was, he was missing the toilet. Now, are they pissing in toilets? So where are they? Now, this is in Germany,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's establish, what type of apparatus are they using to receive the urine? Where,
look,
where's the urine going?
Going a beer bottle or something. I don't know, but no, it's
is
a bathroom.
A traditional toilet?
Yeah,
I mean,
bathroom, and has a, see, the landlord had a marble floor, and him just
okay.
doing his regular activity as a man would, you know, urinate, whatever, in the bathroom. You know, he might be missing the target every now and again, but him
right.
splashing and stuff on the marble floor, you know, damaged the floor,
right.
so.
You see, I wouldn't understand that, because when I pee, my stuff goes right in the water. You know, anyway.
Okay.
Apparently,
okay.
this man has never been introduced to a bucket and a mop. Because if you ever took the time to clean said marble floor, you would not
mm-hmm.
have this problem.
Mm.
So
well,
if this man
now.
Is never mopping or wiping or something,
so what we're saying is that
then that's why he's got a problem.
So what we're saying is that the tenant won the lawsuit to give him the right to remain standing while he's urinating.
There you go.
So the
landlord
wanted him to sit down and stick his stuff between his legs and piss like a woman. Was that the idea?
Yeah, because he was...
No, he wanted him to be more direct as far as his aim. That's what it was.
Oh.
And not mess up his marble floor. That's what.
So, you know,
like I said, if the man ever got introduced to a bucket and a mop and some spray...
I heard that.
This would
I heard
not be
that,
a problem.
Rewind.
So apparently
Uh-oh.
That man is nasty and trifling.
That
is crazy.
Yep.
Well, I got another one for you. Talk about some crazy research. There was a team from Britain's University of Nottingham and the Queen Mary University of London. They did some research, and they discovered that cows only make two distinctive different sounds when they are responding to their baby cows, to their calves. Now, depending on whether the calves are nearby, they make a low-frequency moo. And if the cows, the calves are far away, they make a higher-frequency moo. Now, they spent 10 months digitally recording cow noises, and then they spent another year analyzing the cow noises with a computer. So what I want to know is, what are you going to do with this information? Are you trying to, like, talk to the cows? I don't understand. I mean, they spent, I don't know how much it costs to do this research. Why are you concerned about two sounds that cows make, high-pitched, low-pitched, when you're going calling their calves? They spent, let me see, how many months? They spent 10 months digitally recording it, and then a whole nother year analyzing.
How much did this cost to do that?
I don't know. This was in England. I would love to know, what did they spend for almost 2 years of their life they dedicated to analyzing
moo.
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 Moo. That's so mean.
It sounds like some crazy stuff to me.
I'm just saying, I want to know, how do I get research contract grant?
Well, I think,
like that.
You know, as smart as animals are, I think that those are the only noises that they're making around the researchers. I think that once night falls and
you
the researchers
right.
go home, I think the cows just come out and just have a regular conversation.
They probably
they
are.
They said, yeah, we got a good day. They sat out with that microphone all day long and listened to me go, moo, moo,
It's like telling them to move out the way, them researchers. Move, move, move your ass out the way.
That is
Ooh,
crazy.
Boy. I see. Well,
That's
if anybody got any comments on what we're talking about, just call in, please, 914-803-4306 and press 1.
Press 1.
We're going to take a little CC break, Red Wine?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay,
and
we'll come back with my Hollywood wrap-up for today.
All righty.
All right.
It's Friday night, and you're listening to The Pajama Party Show Live. Tune in every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific. We push it to the limit every week like only we can. We've got hot topics, hit it and quit it headlines, TV and movie reviews, commentaries, and the world's famous Kiss It List. And you don't want to be on the Kiss It List. So visit apajamaparty.com, check out the cocktail of the week, get your glass, and get your laugh on with the Pajama Party crew, doing what we do right here with you. Get up on this and push it. Push it real good.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle, who's on location. Oh, yeah, there, Kettle?
Yes,
yeah,
I am.
Kettle's working on some stuff with some future shows. So she's out there, and I don't know where she is. You know, all I know is $2,000 was taken out of the budget. So I don't know where she didn't leave any kind of receipts or anything. She just took $2,000.
I'm on a 007 mission, Papa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're almost at double O's in our bank account.
Okay.
So just make sure you bring back the money. How about that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sounds like a plan. Well, what you got for
you? You still up there, Red One?
Oh, I was just looking down the list. I see we got the Hollywood wrap-up coming.
Yeah, what you got going on there,
What
Kettle?
You got going on, Kettle?
I got something for you, Red Wine. You know how you like, so you think you can dance?
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's my
yeah,
show.
So
what
we got Paula. We got Paula Abdul returning back.
Oh,
she's
going
to
really?
Be a full-time judge. Yeah. Remember, she used to do American Idol, and she did one season of X Factor. And also, singer, songwriter, dancer, Jason Derulo, he's coming in. So he's
really?
Going to be a judge with member Nigel. He'll be there also. And
okay, nice.
For the upcoming season, they have a new twist. The stage dancers versus street dancers. So they're going to have stage dancers instead of street dancers. That should be interesting.
Oh, really? Okay.
And unfortunately, your girl, Mary Murphy, she won't be returning. Remember the train lady?
Yeah, I miss her.
Mary Murphy with the red hair?
You know, one of us always going, woo!
Yeah,
making
like
all that
her.
Noise
yeah.
and how.
She won't return. She was a, you know, ballroom dancer, champion, choreographer, and, you know, renowned judge. But Fox 5, they're saying Mary has been a huge part of So You Think You Can Dance, from mentoring the dancers as a choreographer to inspiring fans as a judge. She will always be part of our dance family, and we wish her continued success. So maybe she has some bigger and brighter things going on. I'm not sure. And
I'm sorry, Kelly. I mean to cut you off. It's amazing how when people get rid of people, they give this little living obituary, you know. It's like,
yeah,
we like Sue with yeah. her like good health and good strength in her future endeavors, and we hope that everything works. That's called a living obituary, meaning getting rid of your ass. So they want to say something nice as somebody holds the door open for you, and security
right.
has your little box of personal effects.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Well, I got one more Hollywood wrap-up. Remember the Grammy Award-winning R&B group TLC? Well, they are releasing a new album that's going to come out in May, and they decided to go on Kickstarter, start a Kickstarter campaign. They need $150,000 to do this last album, as they say. They claim it's their last album. It's going to be released, like I said, in May. So they won $150,000, and check this out, New Kids on the Block, they gave them $20,000. I said, that's not bad.
Oh, very
and
nice.
Also Katy Perry, donated $5,000. So,
that's good.
You know,
okay.
I
they
wish
got
them
screwed
much
pretty
success.
Bad back in the day. We were screwed pretty bad back in the day. And I always say that the meek shall always prevail. And as long as they're doing the right thing, living right, you know, your fortunes will reverse themselves and your life will come around as long as you're living, doing right. So the meek shall prevail.
That's true.
I wish you much love and success.
Yeah. So check them out on Kickstarter if anybody want to donate anything. TLC campaign. And we got a couple of birthdays, celebrity birthdays. You got them, Red Wine?
Yeah, we've got Tatiana Ali, if you remember her from Fresh Prince and from that series Love That Girl.
Fine as hell.
Okay, she'll be 36 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Mariska Hargitay from Law and Order SVU, she will be 51 tomorrow.
That's the daughter of, come on.
What's her name?
Famous actress.
Blonde Bombshell.
Yeah, famous, gosh, I can't think of her name.
We'll do the research on that.
Okay, I'll come back to her because we got her. Get up out of here.
Wrap it up.
We got Aaron Neville. He's I don't know if he's country. He does other music, but
he does it all. That's
he does. He's a singer. I'll just say singer.
He's from New Orleans.
New Orleans.
He has a famous mole on his face.
Yes, he does. It's a really big one.
That's my main man.
He's a big mole. He'll be 74 tomorrow.
Damn.
DJ Jazzy Jeff was just turned 50 on yesterday. And Billy Ocean.
That's my main man.
He just turned 65 on this past
Caribbean
Wednesday.
Caribbean Queen.
Billy Ocean? Wow. All right. Congrats to them,
So happy birthday to all of our birthday folks for this week.
No more love.
And we want to move right into the cocktail of the week. Yeah, we got a good one for you this week.
What you got?
I can't wait to get off the air so I can go get me one.
Okay. What you call peachy?
We got something called a peachy keen iced tea.
All right.
Now, what you want to do is you want to get 1 ounce of peach schnapps, 1 ounce of vodka.
That's a shot.
1 ounce of gin.
That's a shot.
1 ounce of gold tequila.
That's a shot.
1 ounce of rum.
That's a shot.
And 3 ounces of sweet and sour mix.
That's 3 shots.
And then you want to put all of that in a glass with ice. Stir it up. You don't want to shake it. You want to stir it, like James Bond. And no, he says shake and not stir. This is the reverse James Bond. You want to stir it, and then you want to top it off with about 1 ounce or so of Coke or whatever your favorite cola may be.
Ounce of Coke is like 6 limes. When you get your razor blade and cut it up, ounce of Coke is
Coca-Cola.
All right.
Top it off with
That sounds
so
nice.
That's called a peachy keen iced tea. So we'll get our web team to put that up on the website, and you can go there online at apajamaparty.com and get that recipe, because I'm telling you, that drink will make you feel oh so mellow.
I know that's right.
I do believe.
Who we got on the kissing list, Papa?
Let's go to the kissing list.
Oh, yeah. Move on to the kissing list.
Yeah,
we got names on there.
We got a few minutes here. We're pulling out. It's 10:30 tonight. Who we got there, Redwine?
From Twitter. We had a few people that hit us up on Twitter. We had a Dietrich O'Neill. He wanted to put someone named Sage the Gemini on the kissing list. I don't know what Sage did, but he wanted Sage the Gemini on the kissing list.
Probably dropped his ass. Anyway.
I don't know. Becca Williams, another one from Twitter. Becca Williams said she wanted to put the weather in Georgia on the kissing list because it's been so crazy and erratic.
Well, welcome to
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, welcome to everybody else's world.
Also, we had Amy Elizabeth, who said all the people who look down on us young moms, she wanted them to kiss it.
Wow.
And those were all the people from off of Twitter. Then we had all the Obama haters.
From a recent State of the Union speech that when he said, I won both elections, which is true.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, hell, if you won the 440 relay or the 100-yard dash, then hell, you won.
It is what it is.
You
know,
you got to win, you know, so. They said, oh, he was being cocky. Okay.
He stated the fact.
Isn't your boy Cadell on there still?
Always. Roger Goodell, always. Macy's, always. With a preview day on Friday. Macy's with a sale on Saturday and a preview day on Friday.
Also, we got everybody everybody who was involved in the deflating of footballs in the NFL, you are officially on the Kiss It list.
Mm-hmm. And all the what weathermen and women who, all the meteorologists of the world that never get it right. When it snows, it don't snow. When it does snow, it is going to snow. Please.
Exactly.
Please.
Yeah, really. Give us a break.
Mm-hmm.
The old geezer who asked the female players, tennis players, to twirl around. What's his name? Ian Cohen. Yep, you're on the list.
Hugh Taylor, who's the Alabama superintendent that don't want the kids to watch the movie because he don't want them to see the real deal.
Yeah, he didn't want them to see Selma.
Right. Mike Simon, the owner of 3 McDonald's in Virginia, that fired a bunch of black folks claiming that McDonald's was too ghetto. All right, we got something for you. For all of them, this little segment is dedicated to you.
Kiss my entire ass.
Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass.
This world, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
All right, we're back. We got about a minute left to wrap up. We're going to do our evening wrap-up. I'll start by saying I just want to thank all our listeners out there for tuning in and being faithful to the show as we're in our growing stage and trying to get it tight and get it right. We appreciate everybody that calls in and help support the Pajama Party.
All right, shout-out to Philly. Shout-out to North Carolina, West Coast, East Coast. Shout-out to everybody in the South. Thank you all.
What you got there, Kevin?
I just want to say thanks for our interview with Miss Lena Chanel. She is the voice of our theme song, Pajama Party. Thank you so much last week. Peace out.
That's beautiful.
All right. So we will see you all next week. Same time, same place. Be there.
Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Good night.
All right. Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, Sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show. And good night.
No clothes allowed.
Summer party. Grown up that day.